Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 3, Text Number 13, Tavasanam Dijagavam Parameshyam Jagatpate Bhavaya Shreyase Bhutyaya Shemaya Vidyaya Cha. O Lord Brahma, your position within this universe is certainly most auspicious for everyone, especially the cows and Brahmins. Brahminical culture and the protection of cows can be increasingly glorified, and thus all kinds of material happiness, opulence and good fortune will automatically increase. But unfortunately, if Hiranyakashipu occupies your seat, everything will be lost. Arivol, why don't you give them some books? And also, beginner's guide. Untara patara mera. Take them to shop. If they live in Nellore, Arivol, if they live in Nellore, they can take their address, phone number. Repeat, O Lord Brahma, your position within this universe is certainly most auspicious for everyone, especially the cows and Brahmins. Brahminical culture and protection of the cows can be increasingly glorified. Thus, all kinds of material happiness, opulence and good fortune will automatically increase. But unfortunately, if Hiranyakashipu occupies your seat, everything will be lost. So that's a long purport. In this verse, the words Dvijagavam, Parameshyam indicate the most exalted position of the Brahmins, Brahminical culture and the cows. In Vedic literature, the welfare of the cows and the welfare of the Brahmins are essential. Without a proper arrangement for developing Brahminical culture and protecting the cows, all the efforts of administration will go to hell. Being afraid that Hiranyakashipu would occupy the post of Brahma, all the demigods were extremely disturbed. Hiranyakashipu was a well-known demon, and the demigods knew that if demons and rakshasas were to occupy the supreme post, Brahminical culture and protection of cows would come to an end. As said in Bhagavad Gita, the original proprietor of everything is Lord Krishna. Bhaktaram Ijyatapasam Sarvalokamayasuram. The Lord, therefore, knows particularly well how to develop the material condition of the living entities within this material world. In every universe there is one Brahma engaged on behalf of Lord Krishna. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tena Brahma Vrade Adi Kavaye. The principal creator in each Brahmanda is Lord Brahma, who imparts Vedic knowledge to his disciples and sons. On every planet, the king or the supreme controller must be a representative of Brahma. Therefore, if a Rakshasa or a demon were situated in Brahma's post, then the entire arrangement of the universe, especially the protection of Brahminical culture and cows, could be ruined. All the demigods anticipated this thwart danger. Therefore, they want to require Lord Brahma to make immediate steps to thwart Hiranyakasipu's plan. In the beginning of creation, Lord Brahma was attacked by two demons, Madhu and Kaitaba. But Krishna saved him. Therefore, Krishna is addressed as Madhu Hantari, Kaitaba Hantari. Now again, Hiranyakasipu was trying to replace Brahma. The material world so situated, even the position of Lord Brahma, not to speak of ordinary living entities, is sometimes in danger. Nonetheless, until the time of Hiranyakasipu, no one had tried to replace Lord Brahma. Hiranyakasipu was such a great demon that he maintained this ambition. The word bhutyaya, the increasing opulence, the word sreyasa, refers to ultimately returning home, back to Godhead. In spiritual advancement, one's material position improves. At the same time, that the path of liberation becomes clear. One is freed from material bondage. If one is situated in an opulent position in spiritual advancement, his opulence never decreases. Therefore, such a spiritual benediction is called bhuti or vibhuti. Krishna confirms this in Bhagavad Gita. Yadyat vibhuti masattvam mama tejvamsa sambhavam. If a devotee advances spiritual consciousness and thus becomes materially opulent also, his position is a special gift from the Lord. Such opulence is never to be considered material. At the present, especially on this planet Earth, the influence of Lord Brahma decreased considerably, and represented by Hiranyakasipu, the Rakshasas and the demons have taken charge. Therefore, there is no protection of Brahminical culture and cows, which are the basic prerequisites for all kinds of good fortune. This age is very dangerous because society is being managed by demons and rakshasas. Maybe you should close the doors. Lot of sound. Karam. Egg bus. Arival egg. ज्ञानतिमिरान्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिके. जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरवभक्तवृन्द. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the bailer is there. Bailer petrol is there. So, this this universe is not in anybody's control, but Krishna's control. It is not that this world is going on without anybody's management, but Krishna is always in control. But the demons, they think they can do whatever they like. There are their plans which may contradict. Generally, we should make our plans that will agree with Krishna's plan. Whenever you are making plans, we should cooperate with Krishna's plan. What is Krishna's plan? What is Krishna's plan? Bolo. Krishna's plan is to take us back home, back to Godhead. That is Krishna's plan. So whatever plans we are making, we should make our plans that it helps us. Suppose the microphone is there, the smartphone is there, the computer is there, the racket is there, rackets are there, aeroplanes. So you have to use them so that you get closer to Krishna and then try to go back home, back to Godhead. Like Prabhupada also, he was also flying many, many times, but not for sense gratification, not for making separate plans. Prabhupada was going here and there to establish the order and plan of Krishna, or to convince people, kindly, you cooperate with the plan of Krishna. So the point is, the Krishna's administration is there. If Krishna's administration is not there, then all the people of the world, they can decide who will be our head for this Brahmanda. So Brahma is the head. Like elections are there to all our election bodies, no? In ISKCON also, elections. The spiritual organization, it should be on whoever is the qualified person who is the more qualified person, voluntarily we should take his leadership. But because we are not pure devotees, we cannot understand who is an advanced devotee. We cannot understand because we are not advanced devotee ourselves. And we also have our interest. So, we also have that grabbing tendency or enjoying tendency. Generally, in Guru Parampara, and the spiritual master is leaving the planet, he will put somebody, all right. But Prabhupada did not put like that. Why? Because we cannot accept if Prabhupada put somebody as head, why only he? No, we try to think, I have this qualification, why not me? I give good lectures, why not me? I'm a very enchanting singer, why not me? You head the organization. These are some qualifications, no doubt. Material qualifications. But whenever you say qualification in spiritual life, like daily we are reading, Vacha Vega, Krodha Vega, Jiva Vega, Udaropasa Vegan, Etan Vegan, Vishayata Dira, Pridvim Abhimam Satishyat. Who is qualified to accept disciples all over the world? People want to be leaders. Spiritual leaders means. So, this is the qualification. That's why there should not be fights in spiritual organization. The people are trying to control their mind and senses. Why should you fight? When you are trying to control your mind and senses, you want to be fair. People are not fair because they want to dominate or they want to have sense gratification. So they are not fair. Somehow, prove yourself that you are the better candidate. Amara Agya Guru Hantara Yigesh. Devotees never desire that I want to be guru, I want to be leader. They know that I am a servant. Whatever service I am given, I will do it. If Krishna thinks, or if our spiritual authorities, they think that I am suitable for a particular job, then they will decide. We don't apply. Please give me sannyas. Please make me a spiritual master. You apply? You don't want to apply. We don't want to apply. Because our authorities, they know what service we are suitable. In any case, the position of spiritual master also is a service. So this service or that service. If you ask it to jadu lagao, or if you ask it to take a class, you will say, no, I don't want to. By jadu lagana nahi chahta, by class dena chahta. Aisa bolenge kya? No. Whatever service, because we are meant to satisfy. And so the point is, in spiritual life, there are no elections, there are no, but why in ISKCON, whatever, like we went to Trivandrum, they give slips to everybody. We are about 32 members. South India, there are 32 leaders are there. And out of them, they have to select a president, a chairman, vice chairman, and secretary. So how to... So nobody will stand my place. I want to be chairman this time. Nobody will say, nominate. Somebody will say, you want to be chairman. You cannot get up and say, please elect me as chairman. Somebody has to say, Chandrasekhar will say, we want Venugopal to be chairman this time. Maybe you are friends. So that doesn't work. Somebody has to second it. Yeah, I second it. That means it is not some friendship. Somebody also say, I think it's qualified. Like that. Still, why elections? Because we are not really non-envious. We are not really completely surrendered. In the heart of the hearts, by the desires, why don't they elect me? In the heart, but outside, I am not qualified. They say, who will recommend my name? Who will recommend my name? And Prabhupada also created this body, GBC body. There also he put elections to the body, because there are the collective opinion. Not one person is, when you are completely a pure devotee, then you know past, present and future. So Prabhupada knows past, present and future. He knows that if I select somebody, they will all fight. Prabhupada knows. Alright. And then silently Prabhupada called his Indian sannyasis, like Radha Govind Maharaj and Gaur Govind Maharaj. He called them aside. You know, these people, they worked so hard for me. They have collected so much money. They have done so much. So, if I appoint somebody, the whole mission will be destroyed. They will all fight. Why Prabhupada selected an Indian? He said, no Indian, no American, and while going, he's an Indian, and they put another Indian on our head. So Prabhupada told them, actually in a Vaishnava body, there is no need for elections. But because we are not properly situated, so there should be a system. All right. Majority opinion, follow it. Majority opinion, that means at least they will cooperate, because majority people have selected somebody. They have to cooperate. So Prabhupada wanted to see that there is cooperation. Krishna has created many posts. There is post of Brahma, there are Saptarishis, then there are Manus, and there is Indra. Posts are there. Indra, Surya, their posts are, they are the name, the post. Vyaswan, that is the name of sun god. Like it is said, Vishwamitra will become Vishwamitra Muni, he will become Indra in his next birth. That is the post. Anybody can. Brahma is the post. So, in Krishna's management, there are no elections. Krishna doesn't gather all the people, now he elect who will be the Brahma, who will be Indra. Krishna appoints. They're appointed. No elections. So this Hiranyakashipu, Krishna selected Brahma, but Hiranyakashipu became envious of Brahma. I want to grab that supreme position so that I can control everybody and I can enjoy as I want. So, Krishna is not like the officers in this world. You know, if some agitation is going on, the collector has to come there, and the police SP has to come there. Parashya Saktir Vidaiva Sruyate Swabhaviki Jnana Bala Kriyacha. Krishna's energies are very competent. If there is a competent man, suppose the boss is there and he appoints somebody as managing director. If the managing director is competent, the headaches don't go to the boss. But the managing director is competent enough to solve the problems. So similarly, Krishna's energies, they are very competent. So all things go on in this material world. All criminals are kept in this material world. And final control is with Krishna. Yamaraj, we may do all things, but nobody can stop Yamaraj, nobody can stop Brahma, nobody can stop Shiva. We can fight among ourselves, but there is no competition above. But because Hiranyakashipu, he became too proud. When we become too proud, we cannot understand our qualification. When we are too proud, we cannot see others' goodness, others' qualification, we cannot see. Because our eyes become blinded. So today, the demigods are praising Brahma. The cows and Brahmins. So this is the point. Anyone who wants to be a leader, this is the qualification. Whether you are a teacher or a father or leader, administrator, the qualification is, have you recognized the importance of spiritual culture, Brahminical culture, and protection of the cows? That this is the secret for prosperity. This is the secret for happiness. When the cows are happy, the Brahmins are happy, because Krishna will be pleased. Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Nama. This is a prayer to Krishna. It's a pranam mantra to Krishna. Namo Brahmana Devaya. Ordinary people cannot accept Krishna as their authority. Namo Brahmana Devaya. Pure hearted souls, they accept Krishna in their life. Not everybody can accept. Krishna is so great. If you accept Krishna, then immediately you are also a great person. Everybody will benefit by accepting Krishna in their life. But fools cannot accept. Bad people cannot accept. Namam dushrutuno mooda prapadyante naradama mayaprata jnana asuram bhava matrita. So they don't want to accept because they want to be independent. They want to do whatever they want. If you accept Krishna immediately, you have to accept Krishna's plan, you have to accept Krishna's instructions, and you have to remain humble before Krishna and his devotees. So they will not accept. So Namo Brahmana Devaya. So Brahminical class, they want to accept the authority of God. In the Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter, it is said, the demons, they accept God whimsically, not really. Because they are proud, all right, I will give donation. And I will build a temple. Not that he accepts that he is servant of Krishna. They want to show. Namaste Ajnaste. Only name. Suppose I am doing bhajan. But I want to show how nicely I am singing, you see. Or I want to show, you know, I am also a devotee of God. But that is not the mood. When you are doing bhajan, I am servant of Hari Guru Vaishnava. Hari Guru Vaishnava. Whenever we are doing bhajan, when we are feeling that I am, it's called Nama Prabhu, Nama Seva, Prasada Seva, we say, no? Prasada Seva, Nama Seva. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, chant my names. Krishna says, Satatam Kirtanatamai, you glorify me. So, because that's instruction. So, to follow that instruction, we are chanting. So, it is also service. Krishna told Arjuna, you fight. He did not say, you chant. Krishna told Arjuna, Krishna said, Mahamanasmara Iddhacha. You depend on me and fight. So Arjuna had to follow that, whatever Krishna tells. We were hearing a story in Guruvayur. Guruvayur became famous in the world because Bilamangal Thakur and Punthanam, that is a devotee by name Punthanam, Nambudri, Punthanam, Velputur, Kerala, like we have Annamacharya, Tyagaraj, in these parts. So in Kerala, Velputur, Punthanam, And Bill of Bengal, he went all the way from North India to South, Bill of Bengal. And there is also a lady devotee is also there, Kuru Ramma. Kuru Ramma, she is a devotee. Because these devotees, they worship Guru Ayur, Guru Ayur Appan. Guru Ayur is the name of the place. Lord of Guru Ayur, Guru Ayur Appan. Guru Ayur. So, this Puntanam is a bhakta. He doesn't know Sanskrit much, nothing. He is a bhakta. So, in Malayalam, he is writing some things about Krishna and always doing bhajan. And this Melputur is a high caste Brahmin. And he has written many Sanskrit works. The poor fellow, this Puntanam, one time he wrote some Jnanapanna, some book. He wrote a book, Jnanapanna. That means his realizations about Krishna. So, and then he went to, because I am an ordinary person, there will be many faults, defects in my writing. Let me show it to Melputur. So you and Melputur, sir, this language is not for people like me. I don't want to read this book. He said, he's proud. I don't want to read Malay. If you write anything, you have to write in Sanskrit. It turned away. I don't want to read this. When a devotee is offended, immediately Krishna withdraws the mercy. So next day, he was sitting to write the Sanskrit prayers or whatever, writing. And immediately his mind stopped functioning. He could not, he was such a big scholar, but he didn't know what to write. And then Mahavishnu, Guru Ayurappan is Mahavishnu, four-handed form. And then Mahavishnu, he did not give him darshan, but he spoke in the Akashvani. Akashvani said, you are writing all this thing. And then one child came there. One child came there, Krishna. He came there and then he started finding so many faults. Whatever he already wrote, Melputur. And then Krishna disappeared. Then he understood. While going, the boy mentioned Malayalam, Unni Krishna means Balakrishna, Unni Krishna. So this Unni, this boy, while going, he said Puntanam writing here, so nicely written about Krishna. And then he disappeared. Then you could get the message. So he went to Puntanam and so he gave up his pride. That's how. So the point is, whenever we think we are special, immediately Krishna begins to withdraw. A devotee wants to appreciate everybody, encourage everybody, appreciate everybody, and give credit to everybody. That is a devotee. Whenever doing anything, they all helped me. Prabhupada was such a great person. Always he used to tell, "Now you young boys and girls, because you are all helping, this mission is going on." Is that right? Because Prabhupada wanted, Krishna is making it happen. The young boys and girls, because they are part of Prabhupada's movement, they are benefiting, not that they are doing anything for Prabhupada. This is called descending process. In the outside world, everybody wants to ascend. "I want to do this, I want to do this." But in the spiritual path, we take the mercy. We take the mercy from the authorities. Similarly, we learn from the authorities. And then similarly, we give anything to the Lord through the authorities. People come and directly give to Krishna, outside world. But in spiritual life, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Raghunath Das, he brought a bag full of gold coins to give for the festival, Paniyati festival. So he did not go and tell, "See, he did not go to Nityananda Prabhu and say, 'I want to donate these gold coins.' He felt very, I should not approach." So he went to the servants of Nityananda Prabhu very humbly. "Sir, please, I brought something. Kindly you distribute to all the devotees of the Lord." He did not want to make a show. He brought a lot of donations. But because he knows that actually it is all Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, so he did not take the position of a giver. I wanted to serve in some small way. "Kindly you distribute." So anybody, devotees don't practice bhakti to become great. But as a proposal, if you want to be great, why did Krishna select Brahma? Why did Krishna select Indra? Because they are supporters of Brahminical culture and cow protection. Anyone who is interfering with Brahminical culture and cow protection, immediately they will be categorized as demons. No matter what their administration, no matter what their qualifications, abilities. Because Krishna has already given a system. You serve the Brahmins, you serve the cows, that way you will please me. Namo Brahmana Devaya, go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. Krishna is the protector of cows and Brahmins. You may ask, why Brahmins are not protected? If Krishna is protecting, why Brahmins, nobody is caring for them nowadays? Nobody is caring for cows. What is Krishna doing? Rasalila. What is Krishna doing? Say, whoever is protecting cows, whoever is protecting Brahminical culture, Krishna will give them prosperity. Whoever is neglecting Brahminical culture and protecting the cows, they will be destroyed. So Krishna will support those who are maintaining. Let's say Prabhupada makes a statement in this, that riches that come by non-devotional activities, the people are becoming rich, not with on the strength of devotion. People are, so many people are the rich people. Their wealth, but you cannot say what will happen to their wealth tomorrow. Today they have wealth, tomorrow they will become paupers. So here Prabhupada is saying in the purport, If a person gets wealth because of the strength of devotional service, that wealth will go on increasing. Now that is a devotee's wealth. So I am practicing bhakti, Krishna has given me this facility. And you go on practicing pure devotion service. This mission will grow and grow and grow. It cannot be destroyed by anybody. Whereas in material life, somebody is a prime minister now, tomorrow, like Manmohan Singh, but the prime minister, now he's roaming on the streets. He is not a prime minister now. Thrown out. Whereas devotees, we see them all their life. A devotee is always in post. Devotees are always, their temples are increasing, their devotees are increasing, their wealth is increasing, because this is not coming from karmas. This is coming from the blessings of the Lord. And devotees don't misuse. Generally, when people get wealth, they become proud. Whereas devotees, when they get wealth, they become humble. Say, Krishna is doing this. When devotees have no wealth, devotees still see Krishna. I am not qualified, so Krishna is not giving. When devotees get wealth, they don't think I am qualified, Krishna is giving me wealth. Krishna is causelessly ahaituki, nishkaran. So a devotee, as soon as you think you have the qualification, the pride follows you. Actually, whatever qualification we are getting, it is because we are chanting Hare Krishna. We are chanting Hare Krishna, we want to serve Krishna, we want to help others, so Krishna is. Whenever a person has this mood, I want to serve Krishna, and I want to serve others, help others, that is the mood of a devotee. So why this Brahminical culture, why Krishna is so particular about Brahminical culture? As I told you, that is Krishna's plan. The demons are very, very powerful, but Krishna sides with the devatas. Demons are powerful, but Krishna's plan is that the Brahmin culture should flourish. So the demons may grow and grow, but Krishna will devise a plan, a trick. Whereas devotees may be small in number and they are trying to cooperate with the plan of the Lord. So one becomes two. Whereas if you are devotee, 1-1 becomes 11. That is it. Because you are following Krishna, so Krishna can make it happen. So, Brahminical culture, because the whole plan of material existence is self-realization. Atato Brahma Jignasa. The whole plan of why did God create this world? So that he can get out of this world. He is giving an opportunity. So Brahminical, whoever adopts Brahminical culture, he will be protected. You may not have anything. All the saintly people, it's not that they make money, business and make money, no. They just try to spread Brahminical culture and money comes, facilities come. Why people are not taking it up? When you practice spiritual culture, Brahminical culture, other things, material things will automatically come. because people are demoniac. They cannot make prosperity this way. You can make prosperity by hard work. You can make prosperity by flourishing spiritual culture. So, that's what. And then protecting the cows. Because Krishna is Gopal. So, in the footsteps of Krishna, we should also protect the cows. And why? What is the speciality of cows? Cows give you dung. That dung is used to cleanse the place. The dung is used in havan, homa. And cows give milk. Cows give ghee. You put ghee in the havan. And milk. It is the best food. So people who are practicing tapasya, they should take cow milk. In particular, cow milk. It's not just any milk. It is not foreign cows. So by taking care of the cows, you can serve Krishna by using the ghee, by using milk, by using cow dung, by using cow urine. So that means cow is a very, very important animal for agriculture or for sacrifice, for health, whatever. And if you neglect cows, means you are ignoring Krishna's instruction. So this Hiranyakashipu is having his desires, I should do this, but that's not going to happen. Okay? His mood is not Brahminical culture, his mood is not cow protection, however powerful he may be, and whatever he may do, the defeat is guaranteed. Whoever neglects cow protection and Brahminical culture. So big, big empires, because they did not care for the cows or Brahmins. No, Roman culture, Greek civilization, Roman civilization, Mesopotamian civilization, this, that. Where are they now? English people came, Muslims came. Nobody could stand. So, because they have not recognized the essence of prosperous civilization. Demigods here. The demigods went to Brahma and they were informing and cautioning Brahma. Hiranyakashipu is competing with your post. If your post is occupied by Hiranyakashipu, we will all be in trouble. It is not possible to occupy the post of Brahma. Then there is no qualified person. Krishna himself will play the role of Brahma, but no unqualified person. So there is no question. But Hiranyakashipu is wasting his time, wasting his energies, and is dreaming and is imagining that I will do like this, I will do like this. So we are also trying to, because we are all mini Hiranyakashipus. Hiranyakashipu is the leader of non-devotees. So non-devotees is the leader, so he thinks in a big way how to defy the established order of the Lord. So whoever neglects Brahminical culture and cow protection, rest assured, is going to be doomed. That's why devotees are not impressed with what is going on in the world. They are not impressed at all. Modi's plans, or that plan, this plan. Devotees are sure it doesn't work that way. You have to protect cows. You have to practice controlling your mind and senses. Then you get, like yesterday, Atul Krishna was saying, egg, you destroy it from outside, finish. But if it destroys from within, the chicken breaks it out, then it's a life. So similarly, if we develop our spiritual powers, and we can really do something constructive to the world. But if we don't develop internally, spiritually, you work hard to do this, that, and all that, but it will be destroyed simply, because there is no spiritual power, all for sense gratification. So Krishna will smash some tragedy, some calamity, some catastrophe, some devastation, some fighting among ourselves. It's a Prabhupada told, nobody can destroy ISKCON. Only you people can destroy. Insiders can destroy ISKCON. You fight among yourselves, mission is spoiled. Outsiders, they cannot do anything to ISKCON. Because ISKCON is protected by Krishna. Devotees are protected by Krishna. When we no longer remain devotees, then Krishna will dismantle us also. You are not devotees anymore. Why should I give you? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Garandarasya Bhagavatam ki.